Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. This morning we'll be looking on Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, specifically Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. So we'll be looking on those verses. Now, Genesis 1 chapter 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Some translation says the heavens, plural, and the earth. But I'll not go into that in this teaching. In this teaching, I want to focus on the creation, specifically human beings. In the beginning, it spoke about God the Father, God the Spirit, and God the Word, where it says, "And God said." That's the Word of God. Where it said the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And I'm looking at Genesis chapter 1 here. The first two verses. 1:2. "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep." Here it is. "And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." So that's what I'm saying there. God the Spirit, right? And when we say, "And God said," we are looking on the Word of God. And we can make reference of that in John chapter 1, verse 1, where it's saying the beginning was the Word. Because a lot of persons would question, where was Jesus in all of this? Remember, if you read St. John 1, you would have realized that Jesus Christ is the Word that was made flesh. So he took on a human form and entered this earth, because we know that it's the only legal way for spirit to enter this earth, and it's through the body. So it has to come through a human form. So that's what happened with the Word. It said the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. But you can go and read that in John chapter 1 to get a better understanding of the Word. In Genesis chapter 1, there's a summary given of day 1 to day 6 of creation. A lot of persons, sometimes they get mixed up concerning this. In regards to Genesis 1 being one section and then Genesis 2 being something else. But if you should take a deeper study, you would realize that Genesis 1 is really a summary of God's day 1 to day 6 creation of the world, including the creation of man. And here's where I want to zone in now in Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. It says, "So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." And then verse 28 says, "And God blessed them." Who is the them that God is talking about here? Them, the male and the female, God blessed them. "And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." And then he gave them some other instructions. I want you to note here that the fact that God blessed them, which is the male and the female, not just the man. Here he's talking about the male and the female. God blessed them. And then he gave them the instruction. Not one, you know. He didn't give just the man. He gave them, the male and the female, instruction to be fruitful and to multiply, to replenish earth. He's saying to them, look, reproduce. So they must have had a body right there and then for God to give them that instruction that they must reproduce. That's what he's saying here. Now, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth. Subdue it. So he's telling them even the earth that he has made, concerning the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, the herbs, and all of that. Right? He's saying to them, look, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the creation. But he's talking here about the male and the female. So don't get it mixed up when we reach to Genesis chapter 2, where it expands on the day 6 creation of man. And that starts at verse 4. So don't get it mixed up to say that Genesis chapter 2 is a totally different thing. I'm going to ask you to think for a moment. When God created everything, did he create from day 1 to day 6, rested, and then start to create again? Or did it say that he created everything, looked on his creation, and said that it is very good? That is what he said, and I can read it here. Genesis 1 verse 31, it says, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." And it says, "The evening and the morning were the sixth day." And then it goes on to say that God rested. After he had ended all his work, he rested on the seventh day from all that he had made. And then it goes on to say that God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which he had created and made. So I say all of this to tell you that chapter 2 is an expansion of the creation of man from chapter 1. Chapter 1 gave us the summary of the creation, day 1 to day 6. Now, everything that God spoke came to pass. I want you to think, you know. So for example, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, he says, "Let there be light." And what did the Bible say? "And there was light." So the moment God spoke it, it came to pass. So the moment God said, "Let us create man in our image and our likeness," it was so. Meaning, man came, and then it says he made them male and female. So he did not take a break. Everything concerning man, male and female, was created on the sixth day, day number 6. So therefore, in Genesis chapter 2, when it talk about how God formed the man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, that happened on day number 6. Think about what I'm saying, because maybe you haven't thought about this before. Because you read Genesis 1, then now you came over to Genesis 2, and you're seeing where he's talking about the creation of man. Right? Then further down, look on where sometimes the confusion comes. Further down in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Listen what it says. "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." This is still day 6. The Bible said on day 6, God created man. And then it said he created them male and female. So this is still day 6. So there's a lot of theories out there that Adam was looking at the animals and saw that the animals, they were paired up, right? And God had to make some woman for him because he would have been perverted or all of that, as if to say that Adam was in the garden with the animals over a period of time, and then God decided to make the woman for him. The Bible said on day 6, God made man in his image and in his likeness. God created he him, male and female created he them. So do not be confused. God created man. I'm saying this over and over because There's a lot of misconstrued ideas out there concerning when the woman was created. The woman was created on day six. The male man was created on day six as well. And when I say created, God formed him from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. It's not two different events that took place. One event took place, and I said it before, when God speaks something, immediately come to pass concerning the creation. It's not as if he spoke something before a man was a spirit, and then he spoke something after a man was a body, a living soul. Immediately, it says that God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, meaning that he's a spirit, you know. Then him say, male and female created he them. So this is where he said that now he breathed into the nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. One event, not two events. So Genesis 2 is an expansion of what took place in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 verse 31, that was when the creation ended. So day 1 to 6, and day 6 has ended. Then Genesis 2 verse 2 talk about the seventh day that God rested. And when he said rested, you know, when he said rested, he's not talking about God gone to sleep. No. Rested means that he ceased from his work. This work has ended. He has looked and see that this thing is complete. It's perfect. So therefore, he did not go back and make woman after that. He had already made male and female and saw that it was very good. Think about it, because maybe you haven't read into this before, but just think about it. When God said, on the seventh day he rested, he ceased from his work, because what? He saw that it was complete. It was very good. All right. So, just to reiterate, let me ask you a question. What did God make on the sixth day? Let me see if you remember. God made man. He created man in his image. He created them male and female. And remember, male and female speaks about what? Gender. Meaning that the male is the one with the penis and what scientists call sperm, and the female is the one with the vagina and the womb, and scientists say the egg. So don't mistake it. Those two were who God made on the sixth day, or day six. And then he rested on the day seven. Therefore, it would be truthful to conclude then that Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 to 25, really and truly, factually, truthfully happened on day number 6. And this would have included the woman. She was made on the sixth day. So before I close, and this is brought to you by Revelation 13 verse 9 ministry, visit the website at www.revelation13verse9.com. All right, so before I close, Genesis 1 verse 27 was later expanded in Genesis 2 verse 18. And listen to the premise. The Bible said God created man. And I want you to check the Strong's Hebrew dictionary on this one. It is Strong's word H120, Adam. That's what the word man means here. So therefore, if we translate it in Genesis 1:27, which was expanded to Genesis 2 verse 18, we would say God created Adam. So he created man. And I'm going to show you later how the woman came about. So it said that he created Adam, which is the man, in his own image. Then it says, in the image of God created he him. And here's where I expand Genesis 2 verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man, Adam, it is not good for Adam to be alone. I will make him an help meet. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he, that is God, took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. That's Adam's ribs. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from Adam, or man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. This is it now, you know. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. So therefore we can conclude here, and I close here, day 6 has now ended, where it says in Genesis 1:27, male and female created he them. So I've shown you that Genesis chapter 2 is an expansion of the day 6 creation, where God created man in his image and his in his likeness. He created them male and female. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Amen.